Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A round of It's My List, your three favorite cover songs. And presumably, your three are the best of all time. There, do you like that? Is that better, Maitland?
Yeah. I don't think mine are the best of all time. Okay. They're the best of all time to me.
That's what we're shooting for.
But also, I can acknowledge that everybody else will probably be like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's your list.
It's my list.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Which is why we're starting off strong with my number three. This cover, I know the band kind of sucks, but it makes me really, really happy.
Oh, yeah. No. Get out.
Yes, I love this song.
The Cars soundtrack goes so hard, and no one can convince me otherwise.
Oh, man. It's like they took a good song and had a hand-clapping church redo it.
Yeah, it is kind of like, compared to the Tom Cochran version, it is, to me, like,
it's
hey,
kids
let's
bop.
Make this whiter.
It's so kids bop.
Yeah, for a kids movie that adults can also really love welcome to their late 20s.
But why couldn't they just use the original? The original was great.
I don't know, because the original was really good. So
this is the worst part right here.
Why use the original when this one's so much better?
Here we go.
Handling with survival is a highway. I want to ride it.
I think
all
I most always struggled
long.
With puffy guys with frosted tips.
Yeah, this is like Guy Fieri singing a menu.
Oh, my
God. Their version. Even more so than the original, does get stuck in my head.
That's a great right? song. Mm-hmm. I just prefer, in my case, I like the original.
Now, this one I know is not going to be on anybody's list, but I jam out whenever it comes on by one, my favorite band, 4 Years Strong, covering Alanis Morissette.
The old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day.
Wait for it.
It's a black fly in your chalet.
They have two singers, by the way. That's why
it's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late.
Is the other one the good
Isn't
one?
Isn't it ironic?
Why did they
hang
so
on.
Much
just
breathing in the mic?
It's like rain!
Yeah, I kind of like this.
Boy, it really changes the vibe when you sing the same speed but double the tempo.
I love it.
I like this as well as I like Frankie Valli's cover of You Ought to Know.
I can't tell if that's a good thing.
It's sarcasm.
Oh, okay.
Also, he's almost dead and didn't do it.
No, I saw him on stage performing it. He looks really happy
looks,
about
he
it.
He looks totally natural. He doesn't look like somebody ripped him out of Madame Tussauds at all.
Not bad.
See, this one, too, if we really wanted to go down a rabbit hole of covers, you could go through every single edition of Punk Goes Pop and game over. There's so many fantastic ones. But my last one.
Hold on. I got to tell you how much support you're getting about Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts.
It's a great song.
I'm blown away. Dennis from the 518. Rascal Flatts' Life is a Highway is so superior to Tom Cochran's lame effort.
Okay.
This
well.
One, what? I'm 29 and I thought Rascal Flatts was the original until this moment.
Oh. Okay. Listen to Tom Cochran. And then get back to us.
It's not as good, I promise. Rascal Flatts is the best one. I'm not even being sarcastic. I love Rascal Flatts. Well, prior to them being terrible people, I think.
Are they terrible people? I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know anything about him other than he's puffy with frosted tips.
Maitland, somebody said, I tuned in during the Alanis Morissette cover, and I thought you were playing Decca Smash, and there were 3 or 4 songs left.
Oh.
It does kind of have that vibe that there's two songs going on at the same time.
Well.
All right, what's your number three?
This is probably one of the best ones on the list. Greta Van Fleet, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard this one. The original is Sam.
Yeah. I was born by the river.
Whoa.
Yeah. In a little tent.
It gave me goosebumps.
Right?
Also, it's cold in here, but I didn't have them before.
Dude can sing. It'll be interesting to see if he can keep that up.
Yeah, they did this when we saw them last May over at Van Andel Arena. They did like a separate acoustic stage and they played this.
Oh, yeah.
And I like held my, I grabbed my dad's arm and just started bawling. But I'm afraid
to die. This is good.
It's real good.
Yeah. Yeah.
My honorable mentions, though, include Maggie's Farm by Rage Against the Machine. Originally done by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And Marilyn Manson, Personal Jesus.
Oh, the really Depeche Mode song.
Yeah, that one's real good. But I didn't put it on the list because Marilyn Manson, a questionable character.
So me, Steve, and Tommy are left. We probably have time for one more, and then we'll do one last segment. Who would like to go next?
I can go.
Steve?
All right. One of them, unfortunately, I had a duplicate from Hot Wings list, and it was, there it is, but I don't feel bad about it because we get to play it again.
This is a worthy one.
Yeah.
Maitland, a couple people surprised you didn't pick Nickelback's cover of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
I hated it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't
It's not good.
No, I think we played it here once. And
I
went,
love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hated that.
I probably tried to forget
the original is
perfect.
Top it. You can't top it.
See, this is a good pick.
Yeah.
Your next one, are all of yours from other Beebles? Is the next one Rascal Flatts?
No, it's not. It's
That's been a real bummer.
That was on my list, Steve, and then I...
such a good song.
This is.
A little help from my friends, Joe Cocker.
Oh, yeah.
Cocker was the master of doing covers that sounded so different.
Yep.
Because this is one of the rare songs where I love both versions. And they sound wildly different.
Well, and one of my favorite shows growing up was The Wonder Years.
It helps. Yes.
I heard this before I heard the original.
Yeah, I probably did too.
Yeah.
Especially as the song gets on and he gets more into it, more and more. Wow.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
He was always super old, right? Like there was never.
Yes, he was born 60. Yeah. Like his voice, it's crazy.
Love this.
Yeah, when the ladies come in.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Now for the next one.
Soul voice.
I pulled the original because I'm pretty sure that none of you are going to be familiar with it. So I want to give you a point of reference before I play the cover, which I think is one of the greatest covers in the history of music.
Okay.
Wow.
And I referenced
it. So not only one of your favorites, but one of the greatest of all time.
One of the...
And you don't think we know the original?
I don't.
Okay.
Here's the original.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Oh, hell yeah. Bitches ain't shit
but hoes and tricks. No wonder you've been so busy. You were editing.
Dr. Dre, Bitches Ain't S.
Okay. And
I used to know a bitch named Mary Wright. We used to roll around a coast.
Okay, what is the cover?
Okay.
Well, I mean, of course, when you think Dr. Dre, you think, well, who's most likely to cover Dr. Dre?
Weird Al.
I mean, maybe.
It's not. It's not. But that was a buck or two.
Yeah, well, I'm a little anxious.
Yep.
Buck, all right, bring it down.
Okay.
Now, the person most likely to cover Ben would Dr. Dre, of course, would be Ben Folds.
It's a great cover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Known for jams like Brick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bitches ain't but hoes and tricks. Lick on these and suck the d- Let's get the f- out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around in the hoes at night. Tighter than a motherfucking gangster beats. And we was balling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep that got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song.
My brain is filled with cognitive dissonance.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is great.
I think I need to hear it without the drops, as the drops of the audio.
Because
it's distracting.
All right. Well, I made a note. There's one line especially that I need to play you the original just so you can hear what the like the difference in it. Here, okay. So here's the original Dre version.
It's real conversation for your ass.
It's real conversation for your ass.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then here's Ben Folds' portion.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
You need to keep that as a drop.
Yes.
So next time like we suck the air out of the room, we can go, there's some real conversation for your ass.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
That's amazing.
Okay. All right.
That is okay, a treat and a half right there. My eyes are open. My eyes have seen the glory.
Right. Oh, okay. I love stuff. That version of Ben Fold.
Tommy, you and I are so set up for failure.
No, we're doing great. I haven't had any of mine taken yet. I'm so excited.
That is
that doesn't really surprise me at all.
Somebody texted in one that they thought either me or Tommy would be most likely to have.
Was it by the artist VeggieTales?
No, and I am praying that Tommy has it on his.
Ooh, that's high stakes.
But they've all gone, said some very good ones.
Yeah.
And life is a highway.
Not that one.
Oh. You shut your mouth.
No one. People don't like my music. I think you might like some of them. And Tommy, you just have very eclectic taste, I assume.
He's going to have nice.
Do you think I have heard any of the artists that you chose?
Oh, yeah. You know two of them, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign, maybe. Or it's bad.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.